7. Currently, overcast skies, temperature of 27 degrees in Wausau. I am Chad Holmes, and this is the Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and of course on the Civic Media app. Coming up in about 25 minutes or so, we'll be joined by April Rosemurgy. April is a member of the Wausau Curling Club, and the Wausau Curling Club will be hosting the 2023 USA Curling Club National Championships Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Curling Club. So again, should be a great event coming here to Wausau. National Curling Club National Championships this weekend, and we'll find out about it, find out about the Curling Club, find out about curling itself with April Rosemurgy. She'll join us at 2:33 today here on the program. Also, don't forget that tomorrow here on the program, we'll be talking again to one of the candidates for the Wausau School Board in the election coming up on April the 4th. We had a chance to talk to one of the candidates, Fred Teeley, last week. We'll have a second of the five candidates, Jillian Bettino. She'll be joining us at 2:15 tomorrow. And good news is I have reached out to all five of the candidates for the Wausau School Board. And had Fred on last Thursday. We'll have Jillian Bettino coming up on Tuesday. We will have, in a couple of weeks' time, on the 27th, current school board vice president Lance Trollope. And we also have been contacted by the other two candidates. I had reached out, and I've heard back from the other candidates as well. And we'll be lining up dates to make sure that they get on. So it's really outstanding. Really very happy to report that all five of the candidates that I've reached out to have shown an interest in being on the program, and the hope is that we'll have all five coming up in the next couple of weeks, and make sure well before the vote on April the 4th, where three members will be elected to the school board and of the five candidates. So again, very important election. We talked so much about the Wisconsin State Supreme Court election, but this Wausau School District election, vital for the future of this district with so many big questions, including the school consolidation plan. But that's not just everything. So many other issues with education here in Wausau. So again, tomorrow, make sure you join us at 2:15. Jillian Bettino will be our guest here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. And also, don't forget, if you missed Fred Teeley on the program last Thursday, you can go to our archive page, our podcast page. You can either go to bowfallsradio.com or civicmedia.us, and then click on the show link, and then click on the logo for the Chad Holmes Show, and you can go back and listen to previous episodes. In fact, we go hour by hour, so 2 hour shows every day. We have them split up into two 1 hour segments, and you can find the segment that you're looking for. They are labeled, so you can see Fred Teeley labeled for last Thursday, and you can listen, and hopefully be able to listen to all five of the candidates, learn a little bit more about these candidates before you go and vote on the 4th of April. I'm going to talk a little bit later on in the program. There is another school board meeting coming up tonight. And of course, there still continues to be the discussion about folks who are hoping to slow down or stop the restructuring plan. The school board is continuing with its plans after the vote was 7-2 a few weeks ago to pass the restructuring and this continues, but we'll talk a little bit about what's going to be talked about tonight at the Wausau School Board meeting a little bit later on in the program. Also coming up at 3:06 today during the program, we'll again have a chance to talk to Ray Miller, a guy that's been very busy, our meteorologist from weatherology.com. We have had some really interesting, I guess is the word, weather. It did not feel like we had a whole lot of snow for much of the winter, but in the last number of weeks, mid-February up to this point, we have had lots of snow. And over the weekend, Saturday night into Sunday, 11 inches of snow came down here in Wausau. We had significant snow late last week. There's the potential of more precipitation later on towards the end of the work week into the weekend. So we're going to talk to Ray Miller, what to expect later in the week, what we've seen so far, and discuss the weather at 3:06. And again, hopefully you've been able to dig out after, a very significant snowfall that came right through the center part of the state yesterday. Coming up, we are going to talk a little bit about the banks. Yep, of course, we've been hearing in the headlines about the banks and the closures and whether or not the government should be involved in bailing out the banks. I got a couple of thoughts on that, and we're going to discuss that in the next segment. And then coming up again at 2:33, we'll be joined by April Rosemurgy from the Wausau Curling Club to talk about the USA Curling Club National Championships being held at the Wausau Curling Club coming up starting on Thursday and going through Sunday. Hopefully you had a fantastic weekend, and glad you could join me each and every weekday from 2 until 4 p.m. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 2:16, currently overcast skies here in Wausau, another chilly day. Spring is going to come. In fact, the official start of spring is coming up in just over a week's time. But right now, overcast skies, 27 degrees. And again, you just heard the forecast. It's going to stay nippy. In fact, tonight could hit zero. Not supposed to hit 0 degrees this time of year, but the clouds are going to start to break up. And when it gets clear and all that snow on the ground, the temperature goes plummeting. And so 0 degrees tonight before the sunshine comes back tomorrow. We'll see some of the snow start to melt, even though the temperature is not supposed to get quite the freezing. But this time of year, with the sun higher, some of that snow is going to start to melt. 31 degrees under sunny skies again for tomorrow. And quickly, again, coming up next couple of days, you only have a couple of days left. Yes, through Wednesday, you have a chance to connect yourself with the weather. And here in Wisconsin, and here in central Wisconsin, people always want to know what the weather is. And right now, Civic Media is offering a special deal through Wednesday, the 15th, to become a weather sponsor. You can be hooked in with the weather 24 hours throughout the course of a day. And of course, people just need to know what's happening weather-wise. So right now, Civic Media's weather sponsorship packages are up to 50% off. Again, up to 50% off. You can sponsor 24 hours of weather for a great price right now. You'll get a 15-second ad every hour, followed by your phone number, 24 ads per day, one ad every hour right before the latest weather forecast. Of course, listeners pay attention to the forecast, and they will pay attention to your message. This great opportunity will absolutely end on Wednesday, March the 15th. To get more information, to find out exactly what's happening with this terrific opportunity, go to civicmedia.us/weather. That's civicmedia.us/weather, or call 608-819-8255. That's 608-819-8255 for immediate service. But again, best way to do it is to go right to the website, civicmedia.us/weather. So again, that's through Wednesday, so don't wait too much longer to get information and get connected with us here at Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and our Civic Media weather team. Big story over the weekend, Silicon Valley Bank collapse. And you're going to hear a lot about this. Of course, in Washington, the blame game will always start immediately. Like I say all the time, and in different areas, there are so many layers to these stories. And this is another one that has many layers. And you can go back 5 years for one of the layers. Back in 2018, there was a bank deregulation law that was signed by President Donald Trump. And it was a battle to get it through. And it would not have got through without the help of 17 Democratic senators. And it's a very complicated story in a sense, because you go back to the Great Recession back in 2008, 2009, and the collapse of numerous financial institutions that helped lead to that. And then, of course, there was legislation passed to make sure that the crisis we saw in 2008 would not happen again. Unfortunately, after a number of years, people started thinking, well, we can go back to the old rules. We can go back and take away some of the rules that these banks have been asked and forced to follow after the incredible collapse that we got lucky that we weren't spiraled into a Great Depression again. Only because I think of great leadership from financial leaders in this country, in the government, President Obama, and I'll even give a little bit of credit to George W. Bush, because it was easy for Republicans to say, do nothing, because that's what they like to do. Do nothing and then blame the Democrats. Bush actually did a little something before he left office in early of 2009. But there was a law called the Dodd-Frank Law that was passed to, again, try to avert a similar crisis in the banking industry that we saw in 2008. But you go to 2018. So yeah, 10 years, you know, probably, you know, 8 years after we got through the worst of the Great Recession. And of course, you know, this country is terrible about remembering what happened in the past. Again, this is something I talk about all the time. If you don't remember what happened in the past, you will be doomed to repeat it. And of course, Republicans and the deregulators that just love to take away the rules for the wealthy, take away the rules for the powerful, but make everybody else follow rules. But the failures of the Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank are putting new scrutiny on that 2018 law that rolled back some banking regulations. And the ironic thing about the 2018 law that rolled back some of the banking regulations, one of the people that actually said good things about it was Barney Frank. There was an interesting tweet by a writer in the Washington Post earlier today, and I clicked on it. He said, well, here's a story I wrote 5 years ago during the discussions on this 2018 legislation that did weaken the rules for banks. And it talked about Barney Frank, and he had made, after leaving Congress, more than $1 million as a member of the board of Signature Bank. Signature Bank, one of the banks, along with Silicon Valley Bank, that went up, that failed. Barney Frank made big money with Signature Bank and then basically said to a lot of his former colleagues in the Congress, you know, it's time to take away some of the restrictions on some of these banks, loosen some of the rules. Barney Frank sold out. And unfortunately, so many, and I'm talking about Democrats, sell out after they leave the Congress. One guy that I was a big fan of when he was in the Congress, in fact, I really would have thought he would have made a good president, was Dick Gephardt. He was the former Democratic leader of the House. He ran for president a couple of times. And Dick Gephardt, after he ran for and failed to win the Democratic nomination for president in 2004, after he'd run once previously back in 1988, well, Dick Gephardt left Congress and became a lobbyist. Made big money lobbying his former colleagues and not lobbying for what I would consider good purposes. And then you see this story. And again, I clicked on this story and it talked all about what Barney Frank, member of the Congress for many years, name on the Dodd-Frank law that tried to put more regulations on banks to avoid the collapse as we saw back in 2008. Well, Barney Frank, who was getting big money from a bank, Signature Bank, basically saying, it's okay for us to loosen some of these rules. He sold out. Others have sold out. And it's depressing to see how many have sold out after they leave the Congress for big money. Senator Elizabeth Warren, who was strong in 2018 against that 2018 law, she wrote an opinion piece in the New York Times today and said, Congress, the White House, and banking regulators should reverse the dangerous bank deregulation of the Trump era, repealing the 2018 legislation that weakened the rules for banks like Silicon Valley Bank must be an immediate priority for Congress. Representative Katie Porter, Democrat of California, who is running for the Senate, said she's working on legislation in the House to reverse the 2018 law, which was led by Republicans and signed by then-President Donald Trump. But there were Democrats, because Democrats in the Senate had the votes to filibuster it. They could have stopped it, but they needed 17 votes from Democrats in order to get over the finish line, and they got those 17 votes. Porter wrote in an email to supporters yesterday, Congress, in a bipartisan vote, which is true, caved to Wall Street and loosened our nation's banking laws. I have no problem standing up to Wall Street, so I'm writing legislation to reverse that risky law. President Joe Biden said today, announcing federal actions that the deregulation law played a role, and called on Congress to toughen bank rules. And the people on the Democratic side who voted for this 2018 law to loosen the regulations are not backing away. 33 Democrats in the House, 17 Democrats in the Senate joined unanimous Senate Republican conferences to pass that law that was signed by Donald Trump. One of those Democrats, Senator Mark Warner of Virginia, defended the legislation yesterday when asked if he regrets supporting it. He said, I do think these mid-sized banks needed some regulatory relief. Put in place an appropriate level of regulation on mid-sized banks. Well, apparently it was not appropriate levels of regulation. Warner said there would be a lot of time to look back at what the regulators did and didn't do and why the bank management didn't get this right. I mean, come on. And also, over the next days, you're going to hear a lot of Republicans talk about how this is somehow Joe Biden's fault, because that's what happens. If president's in office, it's his fault. No, this is the fault of the Republicans who refuse to put rules on financial institutions and the wealthy and the powerful in this country. That's what happens after a few years. Well, those laws that we put in to try and avoid what happened in 2008, it's been a few years. We can now loosen them up a bit. That's not the way to govern. So again, when you hear Republicans try to blame the administration for any of this, look at history. Look at what happened 5 years ago when they passed this deregulation bill signed by Donald Trump and pushed by Republicans. And shame on the Democrats who went along with this. Shame on them. Coming up, we're going to turn our attention in a different direction. The Wausau Curling Club is hosting this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, a big, big event. The USA Curling, the National Curling Federation of this country, is bringing the Club National Championships to the Wausau Curling Club this weekend. And we're going to talk about it. We're going to find out about curling, talk about this event, talk about the Wausau Curling Club with April Rosemurky. That's coming up next as we continue on this Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show, live right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon. Welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Well, it's a big week coming up. Later in the week, starting on Thursday and going right through Sunday, the Wausau Curling Club will be hosting 11 men's and 11 women's teams from around the country in a national event. It is the USA Curling National Club Championships. And a couple of teams from Wausau will also be part of the event. And to talk about it, we're joined from the Wausau Curling Club by April Rosemurky. First of all, April, thank you for spending a few minutes with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, number one, let's talk about the basics. This is a huge event. It's a national championship event. How did Wausau get chosen for this event? I know that Wausau recently, I think it was in the last couple of years, has hosted a couple of rather big curling events. I imagine that showing that you're able to handle a pretty big event helped you get this one here in 2023.
Yes. So we're a member of USA Curling, which is a national 200-member club of curling clubs across the U.S. And basically, we take turns hosting events. We were asked to do the club national event back in the fall and accepted. And our club has eight sheets, which allows us to host big events like this. A lot of curling clubs across the country don't have as many sheets. Like, there are some curling clubs that have only two sheets. They're smaller, and we can accommodate national events because we have a large clubhouse, we have a commercial kitchen, we have stadium seating, and we have the ability to host. So when asked, we graciously accepted.
And also, curling here in the Wausau area just seems to be growing and growing and growing. I've heard about the fact that it's become such a very popular activity for many folks here in Wausau. How many people are involved within your club, and how many people are involved in different curling activities around Wausau right now?
Well, we have, our club specifically has over 400 members, and we there's curling 7 days a week from October to March. In fact, we just had our local club championships this past weekend. And basically, amongst the 400 plus members, we have various events at our club almost every weekend. So we will host the TG Bonspiel, which is the high school championships. We'll hold many Bonspiels throughout the season, and a Bonspiel is just another word for tournament. It's curling language for tournament, in case you guys don't know what that is.
How long have you been involved in curling?
So I started curling about 12 years ago. I was a reluctant person because I don't like to be in leagues, but my friends convinced me to try it, and I immediately fell in love with it because of the camaraderie, the social aspect, and just the game itself is a little bit like chess. There's a lot of strategy involved, which is very interesting to me.
And one of the interesting aspects as well is how popular it's gotten, because during the last couple of Olympic Games, I've read stories about, you know, what do people get drawn to? And the curling competition has gotten some of the best ratings on some of the cable networks, no matter what time it may have been at. It feels like it's just been something that has been growing. Do you have a theory on why, other than maybe the strategy and anything else, that curling has, here in central Wisconsin and basically throughout the country, it has been one of those sports that's been consistently growing over the recent years?
Well, curling is an everyman sport. So you basically, anyone has a chance to go to the Olympics if they want to, if they're good enough. For example, Team Schuster, that I think that's when curling fever started at the, not the last Olympics, but the Winter Olympics, two times back, they won the gold medal. And it was riveting. Like, curling fever. And those guys are just ordinary guys. Like, you don't have to be at the professional level to compete. You just have to be good enough.
Again, we're talking to April Rosemary from the Wausau Curling Club about this weekend's USA Curling Club National Championships that's being held right here in Wausau. Again, the competition begins on Thursday, goes right through the championship round on Sunday. Let's talk about this event. One of the exciting aspects for Wausau being able to host it is we have some local curlers who are going to be part of this big tournament, both on the men's side and the women's side, coming up this weekend, don't we?
Yeah, we do. So typically the host curling club can put together two teams to compete. So there are 11 teams for men's and 11 teams for women's, and they're coming from all over. And then we actually had tryouts, so to speak, for our own local curling clubs. So the people that basically are competing did put together a team, and there was a competition that allowed them to curl in this event. So we're looking forward to cheering on our local teams against all of these other teams and see how they compete. And I honestly think the two teams that we have competing are great teams. They're really good. In fact, I've curled against this women's team, and they're really good. And I'm not as good as them, so my knees start to shake when I have to curl against them in league.
You mentioned the fact that you just had your club championships this past weekend, so obviously these teams were not based on this basic club championship recently. How were these teams chosen to compete in this event?
So, you mean the national teams or our local?
Our local teams. Because I imagine that there have been a lot of folks within your club that would have loved to have been part of this. How did you guys choose who gets this opportunity?
Well, so they put everyone in the club was given and sent out an email and basically said, if you want to put together a team, put together a team, and then we'll have a playoff. So people started talking, and everybody, you know, that wanted to participate put together their own teams, and then the teams competed against each other within our club, and the best team, you know, was like a mini NCAA. So they played down is what we call it. We call it a play down, not a play off. And the teams that won the play downs are competing in the national club championships.
So let's look at the schedule. It gets underway on Thursday. Got practice sessions in the morning. Then the opening ceremonies at 3:30. What entails the opening ceremonies? And are folks able to come by and actually watch this in person?
Absolutely. The club championship opening ceremony is at 3:30, and we will have a national anthem. We will have the players piped in, which we will have a Scottish piper come, and his name is Ed Gialombardo. He pipes in a lot of our events. So everybody goes out on the ice, and then our own Matt Toombs, who is a Paralympic curler will throw the first rock. When the piper comes out, you have to pay the piper. So he comes forward and we offer him a tray, and you have to give him a shot. And then the person that also gives the tray has to do a shot. So that's called paying the piper.
I gotta say, I've heard of paying the piper. I never heard an explanation of paying the piper. That's very interesting, to say the least.
Yep.
And I got a question here. Again, maybe it's a silly question, but doggone it, I've asked plenty of silly questions on this program. It says, first team will play red stones and second team will play yellow stones. Is there a difference between the stones, or is it just in order to have different, it's like different uniform colors?
It's just the color of the stone. So personally, I have a stone preference. When I play league, my team always chooses the red stone. So we flip right. At the beginning of every game. And the losing team gets to pick the stone color and the winning team gets to throw last shot, which is preferable. We call it having the hammer.
And looking at the schedule, it looks like there's activity going on six different sheets, starting at after the opening ceremonies on Thursday, and then action continues throughout the morning and the afternoon, right into the evening on Friday and Saturday, and then the championship rounds. You start with tiebreakers early Sunday morning, semifinals at noon, and then the championship and bronze medal games at 4 p.m. on Sunday. For folks that may be interested in seeing this in person, again, folks can come and actually, what you said, you got stadium seating at the club. For folks that are interested, what should they know?
Well, there is an admission. So for adults, $5 a day or $15 for an event pass. Students and seniors receive discounted admission. It's $3 a day or $10 for an event pass. And children under 10 are free. So tickets are being sold at the door. So you can just show up and come and pay and then sit down and watch some good curling. We have beverages. There's merchandise that we're selling as well. So if you want a memento of the event, we're selling that. If you want, play basically is 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. It's a game is typically 2 hours long. So you can expect, if you want to watch a full game, to sit for 2 hours. It'll give you a chance to come in and see our curling club. We have a beautiful club space, 2 fireplaces, bar, kitchen, tables. We have another viewing area in the clubhouse as well as the stadium seating. So it's a good opportunity to see what curling's all about. And if you're interested in joining curling, we always have an open house in October. If you need more information about our curling club and any events that we're hosting in the future, you can go to wasacurling.org.
And I know that, and I mentioned to you before we started, that somebody that works for me here as part of the filming crew, that we're very excited about doing that, to be part of that, to be able to have a professional look in terms of the video that will be put on the USA Curling site and throughout the entire country, and I believe it's going to be on the public access here in Wausau as well. So a lot of folks getting involved and getting opportunities here in addition to the curlers. That's very exciting as well.
Yeah. So if you wanted to watch live streaming, you can go to the public access channel and watch it too if you can't get down to the club.
And I guess to wrap it up, as somebody that is a curler and part of elite curling, the curling here in Wausau, what is the biggest quality that a curler needs to have to be good?
Oh my gosh, that is a tough question to answer in one sentence, because there's so many elements to it. What people don't know is that everybody sweeps and everybody throws. So there's 4 people on a team, and everybody sweeps 2 times and everybody throws 2 times. So you have to have good stamina with sweeping. You have to have good sweepers, because sweeping makes the rock go further, curl less. So you have to be a good, you have to be knowledgeable on when to start sweeping, whether or not you should sweep at all. And you have to know the strategy of the game. There's different strategies that every skip has, and the skip is kind of the leader of the team. They stand in the house and call the shots. So if you have a good skip, good sweepers, and accuracy,
Are you a skip? Are you a leader?
I am a skip. I just started skipping 2 years ago, and it's a whole different game. A whole different game.
Very cool. April Rosemary, I know it's going to be a very exciting weekend for everybody at the Wausau Curling Club. Best of luck in having this event go off. At least it wasn't this past weekend with all the snow coming through, so hopefully everybody will be able to get over there, enjoy some really exciting action. Again, teams from all over the country. I know there was Arizona and California and
Alaska.
I mean, mm-hmm. And then, of course, and cheer on the local Wausau curlers as well. But thank you for coming in, and best of luck for the entire club this weekend.
Thank you for having me.
Again, the National USA Curling Club National Championships being held at the Wausau Curling Club. Opening ceremonies are on Thursday starting at 3:30, and then action after that starting going into the evening, as April said, till basically about 10 p.m., starting at 8 a.m. both Friday and Saturday. So get on over there, enjoy it, and really take advantage of a great event coming here to Wausau. We're going to take a quick break and then come back. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show, here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Chad Holmes back with you on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Again, thanks to April Rosemurgy from the Wausau Curling Club for joining us, talking about the Wausau Curling Club and hosting the USA Curling Club National Championships this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Again, the opening ceremony Thursday afternoon, then the action will begin. Opening ceremony at 3:30. Action then throughout the evening on Thursday, starting bright and early on Friday and Saturday at 8 a.m. Action continuing throughout the morning, afternoon, and evening right until about 10 p.m. And then, of course, the championship rounds, semifinals, and the finals will be held on Sunday. So a full slate of activity for the Curling Club National Championships. Go over there, check it out. Plenty of time to get over there and check it out. If not, make sure you check out the public access, as they will have live coverage of that as well during the course of the weekend. Speaking of other sports, some reports that maybe, just maybe, we are getting to the finish line on this whole Aaron Rodgers thing. According to Trey Wingo, he was a longtime NFL person on ESPN. He is not with ESPN anymore. Not even sure what he is doing. I think he's doing a podcast. Everybody does a podcast now. But Trey Wingo has his sources with his years at ESPN. And less than an hour ago, he tweeted out, "Hearing Rodgers to the Jets is done. History about to repeat itself between New York and Green Bay. Time is indeed a flat circle." Nobody else that I have seen has also said it is done. Only Trey Wingo, but a lot of folks are talking about that. Others, including Adam Schefter from ESPN, says that it is moving forward, but it is not done yet. So, again, it could be that maybe sometime today, tonight, the finish line will be crossed by Aaron Rodgers, and that the Rodgers era will come to an end. The Jordan Love era can begin in Green Bay. But lots of words being put out there about this Aaron Rodgers perhaps heading to the Jets saga. My favorite comes from The Onion. The Onion has a story about Aaron Rodgers. It came out earlier, but I think it's still just as good today. According to The Onion, following a disappointing season in which his team finished with a losing record and failed to make the postseason, Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers told reporters that he would decide his future career plans by consulting with a coven of his trusted witches. quote, "I need to take some time and consider what's best for me, whether that's returning to the Packers, looking for a trade, or even retirement, and I can't make that decision without input from the tight circle of omnipotent sorceresses who know me best," end quote. Rodgers said of the group of 8,000-year-old crones with whom he will spend several weeks in an undisclosed uninhabited marsh as they read the entrails of sacrificed animals to divine his fate. He says, "We'll be gathering during the first blood moon, which is the ideal time for them to peer into the crystals and see into the different futures I would experience if I requested a trade to the Raiders, Jets, or Colts, or tried to move into the broadcast booth. I don't want to make this decision lightly, so I really want to take my time with Imelda and Hex, going through all the incantations that will help me settle on a course of action. I'm just really glad I have my coven of witches to help me decide. Not only have they been with me since the beginning of my career, but they also created me." At press time, according to The Onion, Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst reportedly awoke tied up in a mysterious chamber as a croaking old female voice asked him whether he was prepared to convince Rodgers to return for another season as the team's QB by sacrificing backup Jordan Love. Again, that was The Onion. And for those of you not familiar with The Onion, it is satirical. It is not true. It's not real. It is satirical. But again, it looks like maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe tonight, we could find out for sure that Aaron Rodgers, like Brett Favre, could be heading to the New York Jets. Hopefully, Rodgers will not be like Brett Favre in his actions when he gets to New York by sending naughty, naughty text messages, or won't be like Brett Favre by taking money away from welfare recipients in Mississippi. So, but we will see whether or not anything occurs. If it does occur in the next hour, I will let you know right here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Well, Marquette Golden Eagles, great weekend. Hope you were tuned in for the three games from the Big East Tournament right here on Bow Falls Radio. Marquette earned their first ever Big East Tournament championship, looking very impressive, beating Xavier in the title round on Saturday after a thrilling win on Friday against UConn. And Marquette earns themselves a number two seed in the NCAA tournament. The Golden Eagles will take on Vermont. MU and Vermont on Friday. It's going to be a big Friday of high school and college basketball. We'll start off with the Newman Catholic Cardinals at the state tournament in Madison Friday morning. Newman Catholic taking on Royal. I'll be at the Kohl Center on Friday. Pregame show at 8:40 a.m. Tip off at 9:05. And then in the afternoon, Marquette against Vermont in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Coverage will begin with the pregame show at 1:15 and the opening tip set for 1:45. So Newman Cardinals state tournament basketball in the morning on Friday, Marquette NCAA tournament basketball in the afternoon on Friday, right here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Wisconsin Badgers did not make the NCAAs. They are in the NIT. They will play on Tuesday, tomorrow night at 8:30 in an NIT first-round game taking on Bradley. So Wisconsin at home against Bradley tomorrow night at 8:30. With a win, the Badgers advance to the second round, taking on either Liberty or Villanova on Sunday. Again, if Wisconsin wins tomorrow, they would have another home game on Sunday in the National Invitation Tournament. So exciting time. March Madness starting to go into full gear with the NCAAs, and hopefully you can join us on Friday for Marquette and Vermont, and hopefully a deep run in the NCAA tournament for the Golden Eagles. Coming up, 3 o'clock sharp, we'll get the latest from CBS News. Of course, I think more on the Silicon Valley Bank collapse and what the government is doing about securing that for the folks who put money in that bank. So we'll hear about that and all the other headlines. Then we'll also have a news update from our friends at the Civic Media Newsroom. And then I'll be back at 3:06 talking weather. We had 11 inches of snow over the weekend here in Wausau. We'll talk about that and the upcoming forecast for early in the work week with our weatherology.com meteorologist Ray Miller. That's coming up in a few minutes at 3:06. Another hour to go here on this Monday edition of the the Chad Holmes Show. Glad you could be with me here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO.